Would you like to introduce our first guest?
Well, I certainly would, Darren. It's really great to have on the line Gabriella Kovic, an amazing person who's written some really wonderful memoirs. And we're going to find out about her life and what she's written. And I believe, Darren, that there's going to be a stage play opening later on.
And we'll find out more information. Hopefully it's still going on with all the lockdown orders at the moment.
It is. Good morning, Gabriella.
Oh, good morning. Is that Darren or Jim?
It's Jim at the moment, yes. How are you?
Actually very, 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 very well.
Well, that's a good sign and it's a good start to the day. Gabriella, you grew up in Hungary. Tell us about that, because many where we grew up and the people that we interact with help shapes us who we are. So that clearly was an important part of your experience to tell us more later on about the book that you've written. So tell us about growing up in Hungary, particularly around the World War, Second World War. I mean, an incredible period of life.
Yes, it was. It was an amazing time. I do remember it quite clearly, because it was incredible. It was under communism, but because my mother was an amazing, clever lady, that's why I wrote the book. The book is really a love letter to my mother who passed away.
And can I just to interrupt from Darren and I, we look for clues of what people tell us and what they don't tell us. Can we just applaud you? And I say you're at a certain age, I'm assuming, and for you to say that about your mother, how important she was in your life and is in your life, means a lot to Darren and I in Spotlight.
Oh, you really get me.
Well, your eyes and voice tell us that she played an integral role. We'll get to the book, but the book is really a byproduct of the relationship you had with your mother, because that's really what we're picking up with you talking about, and thanks for sharing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It really is. It's been one of my dreams to let everybody know that I had such an incredible childhood because of her, and I've learned so much, and I have taken it with me for the rest of my life, and that is why I wrote the book, and that is a thank you to her.
Well, can I say, Gabrielle, sorry, moments create moments. Darren and I talk about the show after it and about wonderful things and moments that people give us. Yes. I feel that your mother is sitting in the room with you while you're talking, and the great love you have in your voice for your mother. What did she have that you took away, that you have right now, that she's given you? She gave you food and she gave you those things, but she gave you a lot more than that. What did she give you?
One of the main things is never look into the dark. She always said, don't ever look, don't feel revenge or hate towards anyone or anything, because once you start doing that, you're on a downward slope. And I think that is such an incredible advice, mainly for today. If we keep on blaming, shaming everyone, we're not going to get anywhere. The solution is solve it, take responsibility, and move on.
You're not looking for a radio show gig, Gabriella. That is so poignant and reflective, because you're right, we only have a limited life. And for you, again, I say respectfully, and we'll get onto the book, thank you for sharing that. That's one aspect. What other aspects did she say? Because she has helped you immensely live your life.
Yes. Well, if you look at in Hungary and those times, under communism, most people were starving. They were queued for food, for bread, for anything. And yet, I had chocolate. I had anything I ever even dreamt of, clothes from designer places. Unbelievable, because what she did at that time, it was called the black market, but in reality, if you look at it, what she did was free trade, because she was very talented, she was an artist, and she could create, and people loved what she created. So if you want to call that whatever, that's what she did. And she actually brought that out in me as well. Because of it, they did the secret police. This is a very vivid imagination, and that is basically what started me on the book. The secret police came out, and would you believe they actually started to interrogate and question me? And I was 4 years old. Can you imagine that?
I can't. I mean, I can hear what you're saying, but I could not imagine what you're going through at four years of age and so on. What's lovely is Georgina, who's your mother, really did everything she could with her life to help create a better life for you.
Yes, she did. Anyway, at this time, my father didn't dare to do anything and my grandmother didn't dare to do anything. Then she walked into the room. I cannot imagine the experience. She had this amazing dressing gown on. She looked at the man. She wasn't loud. She wasn't screaming. She didn't have a tantrum. She just told him very gently, "Put that child down. I'll be with you shortly." The man got such a shock. He put me down. It was amazing. It was just amazing. She turned around and walked out of the room. I will never forget that moment.
Well,
can you imagine that?
We can't. I mean, that's why we love to hear and feel the warmth and the challenges that people have in their life. Darren and I on Spotlight want to hear the very different lives that people have come through. And when you look at where you are today in your life and to reflect upon your own family life in a period of time has been absolutely amazing. And we're going to talk after the break about Georgina Holocaust memoirs, and that's really going to focus back on your mother. You came here in 1957. What happened?
Yes. We came here in 1957 when the revolution fell, the revolution in Hungary against the communists. After the revolution fell, she went to the Hungarian government and said, "How much for 12 visas?" And they gave her a price and she paid it. And we came to Australia legally when all the borders were closed.
And as you said, she was a great entrepreneur, a great business person. She yes. paid the price in the sense that's what it is, because she knew that the end part of the game or the end part would give more or yield a greater level of hope than paying the price at the beginning.
Yes.
And
amazing.
That is really amazing. We might go to a little break, Darren, and then come back and really focus on what you're doing with the memoirs and the play. It's just absolutely delightful to have you, Gabriella Kovic, on the line talking to us about your life. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and we hope you're enjoying the show.
Alive 90.5.
It's 18 minutes past 10. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Gabriella Kovic, an incredible person with an amazing story to tell our listeners, you. It's just really amazing. I mean, some parts, Darren, lost for words. It really is an amazing life. Here we are listening to Gabriella tell about her story and particularly the role of her family and in particular her mother and what she provided for her during her life and what she learned and does in her life today. Gabriella, let's really go and have a look at that book in detail. You called it after your mother, Georgina Holocaust Memoirs. What is the storyline that you want your listeners and your readers to understand from that and the play, which we'll talk about in a moment? But what is it that you want from that? I mean, you spoke beautifully just before the break about don't go into darkness. I mean, that's an amazing metaphor for lives and imagery. What else does your book want to tell its people?
I wanted to tell you about never showing fear. They always used to say to me, don't ever show fear. A dog can smell it and it will bite you. And to me today, I just listened to the anti-bullying. This is so important because that's what bullies are about. They want to bully you, and if you react, you're lost.
I'm just taken away because I go back to the images of you being in Hungary during that really incredible period of time. Life was so cheap in the sense that it was discarded at a drop of a hat, and you stood there showing no fear at 4 years of age. I'm amazed. And thank you.
So did my mother. That's what I've learned from her. She never showed fear. She went through the Holocaust, and that's what basically, that's the message I really, really want to get across. I am devoting my life to making people understand that if you can love your children and you can give them that message, we have a better world and a better life. And that is what Georgine was about. She made sure that her children got a better life and were not bullied and were brought up well. That, to me, is just such an important message that it has to get out there.
Gabriella, thank you very much for sharing that. Never show fear. It's Darren here. I'm thinking now about your book. You're able to write it with that passion because she was your mother. Now it's going to become a play. How do those who are involved in this memoir, how have you been able to channel all that, all your mother, into this play? Can you share a bit about that and what the experience has been?
Well, most of the actors, unfortunately, I do have to tell you that it will be postponed, but we will put it on and just watch this space and my Facebook page. And we will be putting it on because all the actors, nobody's, you know, everybody wants to do it, not because of a payment, because they believe in it. And I've got so many people that are supporting me and believing in this story and want to get it out there because it's a message. It's a message for all of us, not just me. It's for the world. And we are going to get this message out as soon as we possibly can. I think right now with the COVID, it's more important than ever that we don't lose faith and we keep our promises and be true to ourselves.
Gabriella, at the moment, your opening night is Friday, the 20th of August at 8 p.m. in Marrickville. Then it's on Sunday at 5 p.m. and then on Saturday, the 21st of August at 8 p.m. We'll try and keep down. I think we can try and keep our audience, our listeners, informed if there's any changes. Gabriella, if you let us know, we'll try and let our listeners know when that's available and if there's any change in the delivery of that.
Yes, I definitely will. I am. We've got so many other people have approached me with allowing me to have a venue. We've got actors and we've got a play. So we will put this on regardless of whatever because we've got to get this message out.
We do, and that'll be at the Hellenic Greek Theatre, Building 36, 142 Addison Road, Marrickville. And the tickets are very, very well priced because you walk away from there with understanding people's lives and then you reflect on your own. I'm going to take you back and if you tell our listeners, because for many of us, we saw the Second World War in a theatre in the sense of it was happening over there. But you tell the story that you're actually in your bedroom as a young girl watching the Russian tanks come past your window. That must have been a frightening experience for you.
It was. It was amazing. I had no idea what it was going on. And it was amazingly, this is actually it's the revolution, not the war. That was the revolution in Hungary. I was fortunate. My mother lived through the Holocaust. I lived through a revolution. And it was incredible. But the funny part was, which I suppose, looking back was funny. Would you believe it was my birthday? And I really thought, because don't forget, I was a very, very spoiled child. I really thought they were celebrating.
Oh, isn't that amazing? That is absolutely amazing with regards to your experiences of that. But when you realised what it was about, it must have come to you as an incredible shock.
Oh, it was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. Do you know, I could see from our window the fire from the gun. And the next morning, there was, you know what shrapnels are? Hanging on the fence. And the buildings next door to us were down. It was horrific. It was such a very, very scary time. The only thing I can say is very similar to the COVID of being locked up. Because you can't go anywhere. In there, if you went anywhere, you got your head shot off. But here, at least, yes, we still got food and we are relatively safe as long as we get our immunisation.
And Gabriella, that's very interesting you say it's like COVID and I'm feeling at the moment that this second time round of the lockdown, let's say it's a lockdown, stay at home, whatever we want to call it, is really doubly affecting people in a mental way, mental health wise. How can you share from what you've been through over time with people now to help give them the resilience they need to get out the other side of this pandemic?
That's what I wanted to let you know. As I said, when you lock down, and you lock down for your life, because you know if you go outside, you're going to be killed. Or you lock down and you're not going to be killed and you're going to get food and you can order your food in and you've got enough money to get the food. We had no food. We couldn't go out. It's a very, very different viewpoint. And I just sit here and think, oh, well, what can I do? Well, what I've done was make all the costumes for the play and talk to my friends, and all the actors are calling me up and they're rehearsing on Zoom. And you just keep going and look for the future and look what you can create. Because life is in us and we make our own tomorrow, not somebody else.
That is absolutely beautiful. You know, one thing... A number of things have impressed both Darren and I this morning with regards to our conversation, but one thing in particular that your culture, your people say to me is how important your Jewish tradition is in terms of who you want to become and your tomorrows. You have such strength. Can I just say that?
Oh, please. I feel it, but people do tell me that I'm amazing and I have strength, but... It is, because it was the way I was brought up, that you never compromise your reality, and when you want to do something, you damn do it, and don't let anybody stop you. It was just the way I was brought up, so I don't know another way, if you know what I mean. I don't understand, and I don't know another way. I'm just me.
Well, you're fantastic. Gabriella, thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on 90.5 FM. We'd love to have you come back later in the year and talk to us about the theatre and all the things that help make our community and the society we live in. It's been a real pleasure to have conversation with you today. We wish you all the best and continue to do the great work to build a better community. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And please put up my Facebook page. And also that the book is available on Amazon on Georgina Comes Alive. Georgina Holocaust Memoirs by Gabriella Kolbach. It is available. You can buy it off me, off my Facebook page, off my website as well.
We will do that, and you have a great morning. Thank you for joining us on Spotlight.
Alive 90.5.